Part 3. The Religious Nature. In Part 3, The Religious Nature, Nietzsche directs his attention at how for centuries religion, and especially Christianity, has made human beings sick by demanding the sacrifice of their pride, freedom, and their most important human qualities. Fear of the instinctual life has led people to demand untruth at any price, and has thus turned Europeans into herd animals. People have supported each other in their weaknesses rather than encouraging human strength in exceptional individuals. Nowadays, people may be increasingly atheistic, Nietzsche points out, but nonetheless they are growing more religious. They may have sacrificed God, but they have shifted their herd belief to science, which continues to exercise the same effect on human beings as traditional Christianity once did, keeping them mediocre and spiritually and instinctually weak and obedient. Nietzsche makes a brief and puzzling mention here of a possible alternative to this general sickness, a world-affirming human being who accepts the world for what it is and demands its eternal return in a spirit of playful spectacle. His spiritual joy in the world will thus enable him to transcend pessimism and mediocre conformity.